Well, sure, we just had our county fair down home at Pumpkin Center, and gosh, I ain't got the noises out of my ears yet. Well, for several days, we was pretty busy getting ready for it. Everybody was going to put something on exhibition, and old Deacon Witherspoon was packing some apples in a barrel, and Tim Lawson come along. He said, "Deacon, don't look to me as though you was packing them apples in the Christian spirit." And Deacon says, "I ain't. I'm packing them in a barrel." Well, Jim says, "I notice you putting all the big red rosy apples on top." And Deacon says, "I'm packing them according to nature." And Jim says, "Well, how's that?" Deacon says, "Well, you never see any cream in the bottom of the crock, did you?" Well, our town was just chock full of people. Gosh, they were sleeping everywhere. And Ezra Hoskins' tavern was so full, he had to put a lot of them sleeping in the church. Well, along the night sometime, we heard the church bells ringing and calculated as how there must be a fire. And Ezra sent his boy Rube over to the church to see what was the matter. And Rube come back and said that feller in pew 17 wants another hymn book for a filler. Well, sir, they had a lot of shows on the ground. One of them, Deacon Witherspoon said, we ought to be sure and see, because it was taken right out of the scripture. That portion of it where a gal named Salome danced in front of King Herod while we went in to see it. And the program said that Salome would dance with seven veils. Well, maybe Salome did have seven veils once, but it looked to me as though she lost about six of them. Old Deacon Witherspoon fainted, and we had to pour ice water on him and let him smell camphor to bring him to. Well, a little ways down the street in another tent, there was another gal dancing a dance called the Dance of Venus. Well, sir, them two tents were just chuck full all the time. I never seen our folks anxious to study scripture and astronomy. Then there was a show in a tent called Body Billy, and I went in to see it, and a fella come out on the platform. They said he was a magician, and he asked anybody in the crowd to give him a book. Well, they hand him up a book, and he wrapped a handkerchief around it, a towel around it, and a bed sheet around it, and a comforter around it, put it in a pillow, and they blindfolded him, and he read just what was in the book. And Hyce Crosby was there with his gal, and she said, "Hiram, let's get out of here. I got one of your letters in my pocket, and first thing we know, that darn fool will be reading it." Then we went down to look at the stock, and there was a lot of hogs on exhibition, and Jim got to looking at some of them. He said to the fella what owned them, "They look kind of peculiar. How'd you fatten them?" Feller said, "Well, I just turned them out in the pasture and let them eat grass and get fat." And Jim said, "Took quite a lot of time, didn't it?" And the feller said, "Yeah, but what's time to a hog?" Then there was a feller there had a razorback hog, and the feller what was giving out the premiums awarded him the first premium. We wanted to know what for, and he said, "On account of speed." And when we asked him what speed had to do with a hog, he said, "Well, out where he lived, if you had a hog what couldn't outrun the neighbors, you might just as well not have the hog."